Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kwana. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. What company is this?
Customer support. We represent over 100 online vendors.
Okay, because I have a charge on my card and did not order anything.
May I have your first and last name?
Tracy, T-R-A-C-I-E, Liggs, L-I-G-G-S.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
I couldn't verify a shipping address because I didn't order anything.
I do have an account pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
1216.
That is my address. What was ordered?
One moment, it's loading a little slow.
Yeah, no problem. I'm trying to go over my head, and I don't recall ordering anything yesterday. Yesterday was the 22nd, correct?
Okay, so it looks like you ordered the Loom Active with the cleanse.
What is that called?
One moment. You ordered the Lunactive, which is the anti-aging cream with the serum. You were in a trial period. You didn't place the order?
I placed an order for something, but that was just like, it was not supposed to be something that, I don't believe it was a trial, because I did something about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so on the site, it says, by placing an order, you agree to the full terms and conditions where you'll pay the $6.95 for shipping. You have a 7-day trial period. Your trial begins upon purchasing. After your trial has ended, your credit card will be charged the full price, which is that amount that you're seeing.
Okay, yeah, no, this has, so that's the full price for just the trial of those two little things that I ordered?
Yes, that's the original price of the product.
Oh, no, then this needs to go back. How do I contact somebody? Because this is, no, this is like really just financially just put me in a jam. I did not know. That's probably some fine print that they put there. That's why I was hesitant to order. I thought it was like something that you're going to try, and then that's it. And that's, I did not know that everything that you're saying there. Sorry.
I do apologize. There were terms and conditions that explain about the trial period. I can do a 35% discount off all future products.
No, that's not even going to work. I don't even want this product. I didn't even use it yet.
Okay, how about if I bring it up to a 50% discount off all future orders, which will make it more affordable?
That's not going to work. I mean, for that price, I would, if I knew it was going to be anything more than what it was, I that's probably my fault because it's like the fine print when you buy something. You don't go all the way down at the whole fine print or that 50 page thing. I don't even, I would have never ever, because I cannot afford spending $100 on something that for that little bit, I would rather just be able to return this to get my money back because
we have a no return policy, man. Once at least the warehouse is yours to keep. Once you step outside of that trial period, it makes that charge valid. The only thing left to do is I can apply a full 75% off all future products.
I need to cancel this completely.
Okay, that account has been canceled.
but I somehow need to get my money back. I can't do it.
Once you step outside that trial period, ma'am, it makes that charge valid.
Oh my God, this is like kind of shady kind of thing. What kind of other discount or something can you do? Because this is crazy.
Offer all future products, ma'am, if you like to keep receiving the product.
No, I don't want to keep receiving the product.
Okay, that's the only thing I can do is cancel
out
that account, ma'am.
Wow, and that's it. And now, are you whatever? What's this? Can I have the information? Like, because I'm just gonna have to contact the Better Business Bureau on this because there's like.
Okay, they will see that you did agree to those terms and conditions, ma'am, which will result into no refund at all.
But you're not giving me any refunds. You're just like,
that's
okay,
what I'm saying.
So can you not give me some type of refund? Because, you know, I'm shame on me that I did not read the whole fine print of it. And I'm going to take, you know, responsibility for that. But I'm a consumer that doesn't want something like that's like stealing money from me because I can't afford this. Like I'm very tight on my budget. And I apologize for my error in this, but I can't afford $100.
Okay, ma'am, as a courtesy, I can provide a 35% refund based on that charge.
Is there any better than you can do? Because that's $60 that this is with my car payment because I have a budget that I live on, and this is part of my car payment. That's
okay, ma'am, the most that I can do is 50% adding my discount to it.
If that's what you can do, that's fine. I just, that's fine. I'll just have to, that's fine. I mean, I don't, it's not fine, but this is not on you. I'm just very frustrated because I didn't realize this. And so I'm frustrated at myself and also for this, I think I was just suckered into this because just the way that it is in my, you know, in this terms and conditions or whatever it was because, and now I'm short my car payment today. That's good today. Okay. I mean, if that's the best that you can do, then,
yeah.
Then I am. I don't have no choice but to take that. So I do appreciate that, but.
Okay, that partial refund will take 3 to 5 business days, and that account is canceled.
Okay, thank you so much. It's going to go
right
back on that.
Thank you for calling customer support. Yes, ma'am.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.